teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to a beautiful silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam where we will be discussing various aspects of Islam and Islamic teachings inshallah. And today, we will discuss the importance and the significance of seeking knowledge. Knowledge is the legacy of Anbiya. Knowledge is the way of gaining closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge is the source of guidance. Knowledge is the source of protection from sins. Knowledge is the great method of developing Allah's fear. Knowledge is the source of attaining respect in the world as well as in the hereafter. Inshallah, this is the blessing of knowledge through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings dead hearts to life. Knowledge protects our iman as well. Once upon a time, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he went to Khurasan to guard the borders while his wife was expecting. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu left 30,000 dinars with his wife while he was leaving. When he returned back to Madina Munawwara, after 27 years, he was on Islamic duty for the period of 27 years. So when he returned after 27 years, he reached his home and pushed the door with a spear. And thereafter, his son, Sayyidina Rabi'a, came out of the house. As Sayyidina Rabi'a saw the man outside his house, standing with a spear, he said, "O Allah's servant, do you want to attack my home?" Sayyidina Farrukh radiallahu anhu replied, "No, I do not want to attack. You tell me, how dare you enter my house?" Allahu Akbar. When they both started having an argument, their neighbors intervened and they stopped fighting. When Sayyidina Malik ibn Anas radiallahu anhu, when he heard them fighting and other people came to know about it, they immediately came. Upon the interruption of Sayyidina Malik ibn Anas radiallahu anhu, Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh radiallahu anhu said to him, "My name is Farrukh and it is my home." His wife, who was listening to the entire conversation behind the door, recognized him and said, "He is my husband. And Rabi'a is his son. Rabi'a was in my womb when he left home in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Having heard this, both the father and son, they embraced each other. And after having a meal and taking rest, Sayyidina Abu Abdirrahman radiallahu anhu, he asked his wife, "Where are the 30,000 dinars which I had kept before I left home?" And she said, "I have buried it somewhere and I will take it out." In the meantime, Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu anhu went to conduct an Islamic class in the masjid and started giving hadith lectures. When Sayyidina Farrukh radiallahu anhu went to the masjid to offer salah, he saw a group of students. They were learning the knowledge of hadith, and he also saw a handsome young man was teaching them, and people said, "He is Rabi'a, son of Abu Abdirrahman." Subhanallah. Having heard this, he became so happy. "What a great status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with, and what a great status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his son." He then went back home to his wife and he said, "Today I have seen your son's great status. He is the ocean of knowledge." His wife said, "Do you want your 30,000 dinars or this greatness and loftiness of your son?" He replied, I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not want anything in return for this great blessing. His wife said, Then listen to me. I have spent all the dinars that you gave on your son to provide him with the Islamic knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Having heard this, he radiallahu anh said, By Allah, you did not waste my money, but rather spent it on a worthy cause. Subhanallah. This is how our pious predecessors, they behaved and they reacted in the way their wealth was spent. If it was spent in the pursuit of Islamic knowledge, they were grateful for it and they deemed it to be spent on a worthy cause. This is also for us to take a lesson from. And from this parable, it has been understood that Islamic knowledge is a great blessing, and surely it is a great privilege to spend money for gaining it. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time, there was a man who went to a king in pursuit of a job, seeking a job, seeking employment. And when he approached the king and he sought a job or employment by the king told him that he was of no use to him. But later on, the same man sat at the feet of Sayyidina Imam Al-Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and learnt Islamic knowledge. And once he became aware of the temporary wealth of this dunya, then he realized that the wealth of knowledge is far greater than the wealth of this world. It is stated in Ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states,
Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist.
Allah has testified that there is none worthy of worship but Him, and so did the angels and those of knowledge while maintaining justice. Subhanallah. The tafsir of this ayah is that the father of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat, Allama Naqi Ali Khan, Khatimul Muhaqqiqin, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that three virtues of knowledge are proven by this blessed ayah. Number one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of Islamic scholars with Himself and the angels. Secondly, He Azza wa Jal has also made Islamic scholars the witness of His oneness, like angels, and declared their testimony to be the evidence of Him being the one who is worthy to be worshipped. And thirdly, the testimony of them, meaning the testimony of the Islamic scholars, has also been considered to be authentic, like the testimony of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Similarly, at another place in the Holy Quran, the glory and the greatness of scholars have been stated.
يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ.
Allah will raise the excellent believers amongst you and those who are given knowledge to high ranks. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the status of Islamic scholars will be elevated 700 times more than the status of ordinary believers in paradise. And there is a distance of 500 years between every two levels, meaning the status of the ulama and the Islamic scholars will be elevated 700 times over and above the status of ordinary believers in paradise. And the difference between each rank, each level, will be the journey of 500 years. Can you imagine? Subhanallah. If an ordinary Muslim is blessed with paradise, although it will be sufficient for him, they will feel envious at the fortune of an Islamic scholar who will not only be blessed with paradise, but his status will also be elevated 700 times over and above than the status of ordinary believers in paradise. Subhanallah, what a great status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Islamic scholars with. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stressed on acquiring knowledge, especially the knowledge that is fard, that is obligatory. And he has beautifully said that talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima, that the pursuit and the acquisition of knowledge is obligatory, is fard upon every Muslim male as well as on a female. Islam places equal opportunity on the men as well as the women to go in pursuit and seek the knowledge of Islam. A number of ahadith mubarakah that signify the virtues of Islamic knowledge. Let's listen to three ahadith on the importance of Islamic knowledge and also encourage our children, relatives and friends to acquire Islamic knowledge. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the person who leaves his home to gain Islamic knowledge is in the path of Allah azza wa jal until he returns. Subhanallah. This hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. And the second hadith where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, the one who learns one or two or three or four or five words about the faraid, meaning the obligatory actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and memorizes them properly and then teaches it to people, he will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Just by merely learning few words about the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then teaching it to others, one will claim the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and give us tawfiq to learn the knowledge of deen. And number three, the beloved Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Aqa wa Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect bondmen on the Day of Judgment. He Azza wa Jal will then separate Islamic scholars and say to them, O the group of Islamic scholars, I know you, that's why I bestowed knowledge upon you. And I did not give you knowledge for making you suffer torment. Go, I have forgiven you. Allahu Akbar. This is the great status and the station of the scholars of Islam who go in pursuit of knowledge and learn the knowledge of Islam. Subhanallah. It has been understood from the above mentioned hadith that acquiring Islamic knowledge is a means by which one would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a source of forgiveness and salvation and guarantee of entering paradise. Subhanallah, how great the virtues of Islamic knowledge are. It is narrated about the respected father of Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Al-Ghazali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Though he was not educated himself, but he knew the significance of Islamic knowledge. That's why he wished for both his sons, Muhammad al-Ghazali and Ahmad al-Ghazali, to gain Islamic knowledge of Sharia and Tariqah. For this purpose, he saved some wealth which greatly helped both of his sons to gain Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also tawfiq and enable us and instill in our hearts the love for Islamic knowledge. Likewise, our Ghawsipak, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, he had reached Baghdad in his childhood for gaining Islamic knowledge with the permission of his mother. Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also started learning Islamic knowledge since his childhood, and he completed Nazira of the Holy Quran at a very young age of 4 years and 6 months. So just at the age of 4.5 years, he completed the Nazira of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And then just at the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, he completed his studies in all the subjects generally studied in his era. from his respected father, none other than Khatam al-Muhaqqeen, Allama Naqi Ali Kha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and received the certificate of completion. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, used to make provisions for their children to gain Islamic knowledge from their very childhood. Giving good upbringing to our children, we should also try ourselves to provide Islamic knowledge to our children. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, all of you are chiefs and rulers over your family members, and on the day of judgment, every one of you will be asked about his dependents. So this is our responsibility that we have been entrusted with by our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to only gain Islamic knowledge for ourselves, but also to educate our children, inshallah. Feeling the sense of responsibility, parents should take care of the good upbringing of their children. They should also make them offer salah and observe Sawm regularly. They should also make them aware of the Shari'i commandments of obligatory and wajib acts, halal and haram, sale and purchase, and the rights of people, etc. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam.